ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் த ட்ரஸ்ட் ஆஃப் அ போய்ட் இன் அ பேட்ரன் அஸ் போர்ட்ரேட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 383 பெண்ட் அபவுட் த லீடர் அவியன் பை த போய்ட் மாரோகத்து நப்பசலையார். Set in the category of padantine or praise, the verse reveals the emotions of the poet after receiving the leader's patronage. Onpori cheval eduppa yetrelindu tan pani uraikkum pularan yangar nunkol sirukinai silamba ottri nedungadai nindru pagadu pala vaalthi தன் புகழ் ஏத்தினனாக என் வளத்து இடுக்கண் இரியல் போக ஊன் புலந்து அருங்கடி வியல் நகர் குறுகள் வேண்டி கூம்புவிடு மென்பிணி அவிழ்த்த ஆம்பல் தேம்பாய் உள்ள தம் கமல் மடர் உள பாம்பு உரியன்ன வடிவின காம்பின் களைபடு சொலியின் இளை அணி வாரா ஒன்பூங் கலிங்கம் உடியி நுண்பூண் வசிந்து வாங்கு நுசுப்பின் அவ்வாங்கு உந்தி கற்புடை மடந்தை தன்புறம் புல்ல இயற்பெயர்த்த நோக்கி கல்கொண்டு அழித்து பிறந்தனாகி அவ்வழி பிறர் பாடு புகழ் பாடி படர்பு அறியேனே. குறுமுளைக்கு அலமரும் பாலார் வெண்மறி நரிமுக ஊகமோடு உகழும் சென குன்றுபல கெளிய காண்கெழு நாடன் கடுந்தேர் அவியன் என ஒருவனை உடையேன் மண்ணே யானே அரான் எவன் பரிகோ வெள்ளியது நிலையே. Another intricate verse with many missing lines. The words of this female poet can be translated as follows. As the rooster with radiant spots crowed and woke me up, rising on that cool, dew-filled morning that hadn't dawned yet, striking my small kinai drum with my light and delicate stick, standing in the long front yard, I sang about his oxen and praised his fame, wanting to relieve the great suffering that had enveloped me and made me thin and famished. As I entered his well-guarded white mansion, he was there, holding toddy with honey in a fragrant bowl, akin to a water lily that has opened out its delicate buds. Wearing a shining floral garment that was in the texture of snakeskin and in the hue of the inner side of a bamboo stalk, with countless well-stitched threads, having a narrow waist shining with intricately carved ornaments and a gently curving belly, was his virtuous royal maiden by his side. He turned and looked at me. After that, I felt as if I was dead before and am born again. Just then, I decided that I shall never go seeking others to sing their praises. A goat kid wanting to suckle runs around the small udders of the mother goat and then leaps along with a grey-faced monkey. With such peaks many is the jungle-filled country of this Lord Avian with speedy chariots, the one who never swerves from justice. When I have him as my leader, I have no fear about what would happen reading the signs of the stars in the sky. Let's explore the details. The poet begins by talking about how she woke up on a cool morning when it was not yet dawn, woken by the crowing rooster, and she decided to go to the palace of this leader. Arriving there at his huge front yard, she started playing on a drum with her stick and started singing about the wealth of this leader and in particular about the plowing bulls of his. Her intention was to end her poverty by reaching out to this leader. In the next section, she talks about a cup or bowl shaped like a fully blossomed lily which seemed to hold toddy and honey. She also mentions about delicate clothes so intricate like a snakeskin and with a radiant hue of the inner portion of a bamboo sheath, made of dense fibers and shining with its floral designs. Interpreters have varying views about these two descriptions. Some say the leader gave that food and those clothes to this poet. Some say that he gave only the food and the clothes were worn by someone else. Reading the verse repeatedly, my instinct told me that the cup being spoken about must have been in the hands of the leader that this poet is seeing before her in his huge mansion. And those delicate clothes must belong to the leader's wife, whom the poet further describes as wearing well-etched ornaments on her waist and lying by the side of this leader. This is to illustrate the wealth and pleasure aspect of this leader's life, something deemed important in the portrait of a patron. The poet details how the leader turned and looked at her, but the words following this are lost in time. When she continues, she declares that she feels as if she's born again, and that she wants nothing more, and that she will never sing about anyone else anymore. She talks about the fertile country of this lord, where goat kids and grey-faced monkeys play together. The leader then she sketches as someone who never goes away from the path of justice. The poet concludes with the word saying, with such a leader as her protector, she has no worry about the disheartening signs about the future seen in the position of stars and planets in the sky. This tells us that astronomical observation and prediction about farming and famines was done in Sangam times. Perhaps watching the sky so closely, they could tell which year the rains would fail and consequently there would be a dearth of resources. A verse that has presented us with intricate details about vessels and clothes used in Sangam times, as well as their observation of the skies, all in a simple verse praising a leader's generosity. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.